Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see
Welcome to the Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Well, good morning. Got that extra hour today. Daylight savings time happened. So we're starting a little bit more refreshed, right? Just a little bit. But we're all right. We're ready for the day. Ready to get outside later. It's going to be a beautiful day this afternoon. Talking close to 60 degrees in my area. And for most of the second part of the day, it might actually have just a little bit of rain this morning. We'll see. But looking pretty good. And, the long-term forecast, we're starting to get into, some of that real cold overnight. Right? We're starting to, by next weekend, that's when the real cold is coming on the weekends and the mornings, right? In the evenings, right? So, still got some time to get out there and get some things done in the garden. Looking maybe a couple days of rain this week, not as much as normal, but hey, plenty of time this week to get some things done. Looks like today's probably going to be one of your best days to get out there, clean up some of the yard, get rid of some of the branches. Move some of the leaves around. Get one last mow into the yard, maybe. Just do some general maintenance before the end of the end of the season, if you will. It's almost like every weekend around now, this time of year, we say, all right, this is probably the last weekend. Right? This is probably it. This is the last weekend I can do this. It's almost like we keep saying that, right? But it's just kind of how it goes. It's just one of those things, right? Where we just, we hope for more weekends where we can do things outside and get things done. And, you just don't know. Weather does what it wants. So, anyways, we'll be able to enjoy it outside. And, there's been some frosts overnight. Probably starting to know, probably starting to see some of your perennials fade away, right? Really get hit by those frosts. Start to say, all right, I can probably cut these back. My hostas on the side of my house, I was looking at them yesterday and I'm like, where'd they go? Some of them just completely were gone. Cut back, gone, didn't need it. So it was definitely interesting to see. They were I think we had maybe two frosts this past week, and those two frosts really did some good stuff for our perennials to kind of say, all right, it's time for winter. Let's chill out. Let's do our thing. Let's start to go dormant so we can start to put our energy where it needs to go. Because that's the time of year, right? That's definitely where we're at. And I know it's kind of weird, right? Because some of the weather will change here and there. You know, you look at the long-term forecast, and we're talking maybe 14, 15 days from now, and it's going to warm up again. And, you know, this is not next weekend, but the weekend after, if you can look that far ahead, right? But it's just, it's so all over the place that we wanted those frosts to happen so our plants can just start to go, all right, put our energy back where it needs to go, get it taken care of, focus on winter, focus on survival, and get to that point, right? So, you know, a lot of your perennials are at that point where you can say, okay, let's just cut you back. They help and make that decision for you, right? They make that decision easier. So you're not saying, all right, do I cut it back today? Do I wait? Is it there? That's kind of this time of year. There were a couple of days this past week where I walked out to get in the car, get ready for work, and one day the car was frozen over. I don't know if anybody else had that day. And then, you know, another day the ground was almost that ice white, clearish white color, right? We were starting to feel winter was on the horizon. And then we get yesterday and today where it's close to 60 degrees and people are out in shorts again. So, you know, the temperature. Sorry about that. The temperatures are all over the place, so we don't know what's what. I do apologize. I've been the sickness is everywhere. Everybody's been sick, and colds are just popping up no matter what. So. And when you have little ones who are in school, they bring everything back to you. So I apologize for my voice at points today. I'm doing everything I can to not cough into the microphone. That doesn't make good radio, but trying to do what I can. Anyways, you know, so since we're talking about perennials and, you know, different ones, there are a number that we should be cutting back this time of year once, you know, they've started to die back, right? And you already heard me talk about the hostas and cutting those back. You know, another one to think about is a peony. Peonies are ones that need to be cut back at the end of the season. I mean, here's the deal, right? I didn't cut peonies back on my house for a couple of years, and they come back fine, and they bloom and do all that. These are all things that we should do, right? These are all perfect world, perfect amount of time in the day, everything you can do, cut them back. Right, so kind of go down a list of some things here, but a peony is definitely one. Hostas, like we talked about. You can cut back daylilies. You can cut back coneflower or echinacea, right? Salvia, Russian sage, catmint, all of those can be pruned back. You know, a couple other ones that are popular, like an astilbe or coreopsis or a bearded iris. All those guys can be cut back this time of year so that they can be, you know, all their energy back into the soil. And, you know, get started again for next year, just getting ready. You know, that's what the winter is, where they're getting ready for the next season. They're cleaning, you know, getting all that energy into the roots, storing it so that when spring hits, you know, they're ready to go. You know, a couple other perennials that we should be thinking about cutting back would be like the phlox, right? Phlox are one of them. Coral bells is another. Yarrow. Even your Shasta daisies, right? You know, there's a number of different perennials you can cut back. And this is the time of year where you start to see them fade back. And I always say after the first couple frosts, right? So we're there. We've had a couple frosts at this point in most areas. So we're definitely there where you can start to cut back. You know, I find as though that, like, the hostas show it the most when they've been hit by the frosts. I don't know about you guys, but I just, the hosta almost is like, it's green, 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 and then all of a sudden it gets hit by a frost and it's like, done. It's just limp. It's just laying on the ground. It's like, all right, cut me back. At that point, that's when you kind of look at it and say, all right, I got to cut back these plants. It's time. So, you know, these are just a number of your perennials. There is so many others that you can take a look at online and just, you know, look up and see what needs to be pruned in the fall. And it will pop up. So just something to really think about this time of year as we get ready for the winter months. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's daylight savings time, so the sun is already, you know, starting to peek out, if you will. It's becoming more blue sky than it was, right, this time of year. It's a great time of year, and starting to get to that cold feeling of winter. We're not far from it, but we still have some time. As you can tell by the weather changes. You know, it's that time of year where that extra hour of sleep, you know, it's definitely one of my favorite days of the year, right? That's, you know, I love the extra sleep that we get, you know, there's meaning behind it, right? There's so much, there's so many different, you know, meanings behind it. Some will look at it, you know, some will say it's the farmers that did all of this, that wanted this to happen. Some will look at it and say it was actually, it was done, to save energy. You know, pamphlet from back, way back, over 100 years ago was actually saying longer and lighter days were supposed to save energy, reduce traffic accidents, and help people become more active, right? To get them out of bed earlier. You know, 1916 is when Germany became the first country to observe daylight savings time to conserve fuel. You know, so you look at it and everybody says, oh, it's all about the farmers and this is what it is. Which, right, it does change the light of day, etc. But, you know, it's just interesting to see what the different ideas behind it today, right? Obviously, we fall back in the fall and we spring forward, usually, you know, in March. But trying to explain that whole situation to my daughters the other day, they were like, they were so confused by this. They've gone through it, right, a number of times. But one point, one of them said, wait, does that mean I'm going to have to stay at school an extra hour? But if I'm at school an extra hour, then I won't get to play as long because it'll be dark outside. So it's all the different reasons behind it, right? There are so many when you look at it. I mean, going all the way back, Benjamin Franklin started talking about it in 1784, right? There's just so many different things when you look into it. It's interesting. It's not just a well, this was done because of the farmers did this, right? That was, you know, when you see things like that, it just kind of, you know, that was part of it, right? You know, the main focus is, a lot of it will say, the farmers, they, you know, for saving time and a disruptive schedule. So that could be part of it. You know, and again, like I said, the farmers were blamed for all of the changes on this, but it had a lot to do with so many other things. People were trying to get people out of bed in the winter months so earlier so that they would be active instead of just being, you know, downright just sitting around. it's so different when you read into something like this. It's not just the old reason behind it. And I'm finding that out as I research different things all the time, right? You just kind of say, all right, well, this is the thing. You know, coming up in a few weeks, we'll discuss definitely about poinsettias, right? Poinsettias for a while were just talked about as poisonous. And that's just kind of what it was. But then you research it and you're like, oh, it's not poisonous. You have to eat your weight in it. Okay. Or you eat about 50 pounds worth of it. So it's just, it's one of those things when you look into these things and see the main reasons behind it. Anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. Be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protesters shook a White House fence and vandalized it last night, spraying red paint and chanting vulgarities at President Joe Biden. The Secret Service was able to control the situation and no arrests were made. Israeli warplanes launching airstrikes along the Lebanese border yesterday, while the militant group Hezbollah attacked several Israeli army posts. The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey said a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. Daylight savings time is here. Make sure you adjust your clocks accordingly. Fall back, meaning you need to turn your clock back by 1 hour starting this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to do 2 hours of the show today live. The other two are going to be a replay. This voice, this feeling of being sick is not doing well. The amount of coughing I've done in between breaks, etc. I'm just making the best decision here. Let's do the first couple hours and then move on from there to rest and rejuvenate here. So those who are listening right now, I do apologize. I'm just my voice is starting to fade. Need a little bit of rest for it. Everybody in my house is sick. Everybody around is sick. I don't know about you guys, but it's one of those years where it just seems like there's more sickness out there than there has been in a while. So, anyways, while we're here, we'll take calls. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking, you know, we talked a little bit about perennials. We just touched on why daylight savings time, right? It's just one of those one of those times of year, you know, before when you're a kid, you just don't completely understand it. You kind of like, oh, we lose an hour? We gain an hour? What do you mean? Anyways, kind of is what it is. But we're at the point in the season where, you know, we've had a few frosts. So our plants are starting to fade down, right? They're starting to put that energy back into the main part of the plant, right? They're starting to put it back into the perennials. And that's not, you know, put it into the root system. I was saying everything all at once. I meant to say it's not just perennials. You know, that's our shrubs as well. Our shrubs are starting to focus the same way. They get that feeling on their leaves. They're like, all right, well, I gotta go back, put my energy where it needs to go. do my thing so I can protect myself for next year, right? So that's something we should be, you know, thinking about and looking at as well. So, you know, some of the other things that are this time of year that are happening, right? You know, a lot of the leaves are falling. I mean, we've had, it's funny, I was having a discussion at work Friday, and a woman I work with who purchases all the shrubs and trees for the Mahoney's Garden Centers, you know, we knows a lot about it, right? And we were discussing the leaves falling because we were talking about our weekend, and she was like, I'm going to have to get out there and blow the leaves, start getting cleaned up. She's got tons of trees around the house. And I was like, yeah, it's crazy. This year, a lot of my trees have already dropped their leaves. And she's like, mine haven't dropped as much. Now, I'm in Chelmsford. She's in Woburn. And if you know the area, it's like, you know, it's about 15 miles or so apart. And a lot of her leaves haven't completely fallen. Where she's got maples and oaks that are fully leafed out still. They're, you know, they're starting to drop. But then you come to my house, and there are certain parts of my backyard and side yard that the maple leaves have completely dropped all their leaves. There's a couple oak trees, which oaks sometimes leave their leaves on pretty much almost until the spring when the new leaves start to form out, and that's when they drop, right? That's just kind of, you know, what you think about. But all mine have started to drop. So it's just interesting to see the difference in just a few miles apart, right? You know, I have an area in my back that goes into a wetland area, and the water table was very high this year compared to, you know, obviously last year, everything was compared to last year. There was no water table, but previous seasons, it had never gotten this high. You know, I talked to some neighbors in my house, my area, saying the water table was so high this year they've never seen it, and they've lived here for years. They've never seen it that high where it had come up from these wetland area. But back to the story at hand here. And so I am kind of attributing my leaf drop a little bit more to that reason, right? That it was so saturated in the back that the trees are just saying, all right, I give up. I'm done. It's over. Let me just go to sleep for the winter. It is interesting. So your yard may be a lot different than mine. So it's an interesting season, right? Because, you know, I know, like I was saying, oak leaves will stay on forever. There are some maples that will stay on forever as well. Like, I have a green Japanese maple. Still green. Looks fine. No leaves have fallen off. Right next to it, I have the regular sugar maple that's lost all its leaves. Right? So it's that time of year where, even though there's frost that hits, some of our plants are saying, yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to stay. I'm fine. No worries. No, you don't need to do anything. I'm good. So as much as we're getting ready for that next season and saying, all right, we're good, some of our trees are saying, nah, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to wait. That's when you're going to have to keep, you know, cleaning up in a couple weeks. So, kind of is what it is with our shrubs, our trees. One thing that's going to be good with today, with the temperatures warming up, this would be a perfect day to get out there and, you know, put some, you know, some wilt proof or wilt stop on our evergreens, right? Like our rhododendrons, our azaleas, our pieris, you know, a number of those things at this time. You know, the temperature will be there where we want it to be. We want the temperatures to be, you know, above 45. So above 45 degrees, when you spray wilt proof or wilt stop, what it does is it allows your plants to pull in that moisture that you're spraying. So you're spraying an anti-desiccant. this antidesiccant will hold the moisture in the plant in the cold, windy months. Whereas without spraying it, the wind will dry out these plants, right? So it'll completely dry out your rhododendrons, your azaleas, your pyaris, your boxwood, those types, right? So just something to really think about this time of year. Now again, you can use either one. You can use wilt proof or wilt stop, up to you. But, you know, either one of them, you know, usually lasts about 2 to 3 months. So if you kind of spray at this point, right, so it's the beginning of November, so that's all of November, all of December, and parts of January. Usually, we have that warm-up around January that kind of say, you know, it warms up for a day or two where the temperatures will get above 40. And that's the next time you can usually put the wilt proof down. It's almost like Mother Nature knows. She's like, all right, I'm giving you a couple days. This is the time you need to spray. This is the time you need to do this, right? So that's it's kind of what happens with the spray. And again, we want the temperatures to be, you know, above 40. It's usually about 45 degrees is when they can, you know, do the best for what we're looking for. It helps, you know, with the drying out. The other thing, too, if you really look into the details in regards to a wilt proof or a wilt stop, you can actually use it during the summer months, during drought conditions. You know, a lot of us didn't have to worry this year, but, you know, in previous years, when there is drought conditions like that, spraying your trees and shrubs, the leaves with this, will hold that moisture where it needs to be versus the wind dry air pulling it out. So really just something to keep in mind. You know, if you buy some concentrate of either one of these, and you're saying, oh, I'm going to use this, it's going to take me 3 years to do it, or it's going to take me more than that, it actually could take less. Because there is other times to do it. You know, because I know that when we look at products, we look at it and say, well, can I use this more than once? And when you see that, you're saying, all right, I'm okay with purchasing something like that for a little bit more, spending a little bit more money. But if it's something you're like, oh, I'm going to use once, you're like, maybe I'll let it go, right? That's the kind of feeling that they have. But the thing is with a wilt-proof, wilt-stop, you can use it throughout the season. Help reduce the watering that's needed, etc. So, great product. Something to really think about going forward. Now, another thing that we can be doing this time of year, as it is late in the season, but it is the perfect time to be fertilizing, you know, our shrubs, our trees, with products from Espoma. Right? Holly tone, plant tone, tree tone. Perfect time of year to be doing this. Your holly tone is for your acidic-loving plants. You know, it helps with that deep green color later on. It's 100% natural and organic. It has a slow-release feeding, so it's, you know, slow into there. It's not a quick burst of energy. And, you know, we've talked for a number of years. It's all evergreens. But I want to remind everybody that the holly tone is not one we want to use on an arborvitae or a boxwood. I mean, for the longest time, it was just all evergreens. Without really, you know, it was just a blanket statement. It was easier. But now, you look at it, boxwoods and arborvitaes don't really need acidic soils. So they don't need a holly tone. Those are ones you can use a plant tone for, right? You could use a tree tone, but plant tone is probably your number one when it comes to the arborvitae and boxwood. There's a little bit of a change in the specifications and all the details inside the bag, but it's meant for the right plant, right? So Espoma has looked at all these things. If you have, you know, thoughts and say, which one do I need to use this on? You can go to Espoma's website at espoma.com and then take a look at the products, right? And you can click through and find holly tone, plant tone, all the tones. While you're there, take a look at the soils as well, right? And there's tons of different soils. Great little website with I wouldn't say little, it's a big website with tons of information. But this time of year, it'll tell you exactly what to use on and how to do it. So think about it. It's definitely worth it. So again, that is espoma.com, E-S-P-O-M-A.com. And they've been around for, we're almost at 95 years. They really know what they're doing. So trust the experts when it comes to your fertilizing and your plants. We're going to take a break. Phone number here is not, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're going to stay live for the next hour here. I'm going to take the rest of the time off. Just my voice is starting to hurt here with everybody being sick. So I need to take a little bit, try to give you some content today. I do apologize. Just the amount of coughing that's been done, or the amount of clearing my throat, is just not okay. So, anyways, we've been talking about a bunch of different things. Before the last break, we were talking about Espoma products, right? Taking a look at, you know, all the different things that they can do for you. But it is still that time of year, right, where you can fertilize. We're fertilizing at half the rate, right? So a lot of our fertilizing for our shrubs and trees are at half the rate that you would in the spring, right? Not just the full rate, we're doing half the rate. So just keep that in mind as you look to fertilize, right? So the the spring rate is the fall is half the rate, as I've said three times now. I apologize, but here's the deal: there are different ways of how to fertilize. So depending upon the product you're using, it's going to be either in the drip line, or some of it could just be into the planting bed, right? You know, for trees, it's definitely the drip line. And you're looking to dig about like a 3-inch wide hole and go down about 12 to 18 inches, right? So that's where those deep roots are. That's where the feeder roots are the best. So we start off with the drip line, go over wide as the plant is, And then in that circle that goes around it, we're going to look at it and say, we're going to try and divide this into, you know, 2 to 3 foot sections. I try to make it easy and say, let's go in four spots, you know, just make it in quarters. You can make it almost into eighths, depending upon how big the tree is, right? But what you're doing is it'd be like a trowel size or even a regular shovel. And you're going to go down a little bit deeper than if you were to put the shovel all the way into the ground. You're looking to get that fertilizer closer to the roots. Whereas if you were to just, you know, on trees, if you were to just put it on the soil, it's going to take some time for it to really get to that area. Now, with shrubs, you're really only sprinkling it around the drip line. Right? So some of your, like, Japanese hollies, your rhododendrons, you're only putting that on the soil and kind of, you know, scratching it in a little bit, watering it thoroughly. You know, if it's an area that's mulched, you can actually, you know, if you remove the mulch on those areas, you can put it right on the soil. Or if it is mulched, they actually tell you to double the rate if it's on top of mulch. So there are some different ways, depending upon the type of, you know, if it's a shrub or a tree, and the product, right? So just keep that in mind. But that's why I brought up the website, because there's so much information there. You know, it's going to be on the bag. It's going to show you the, you know, the difference. But, you know, with a plant tone, it does say to use the drip line, but it also says just sprinkle onto the soil. So that's looking at a boxwood and an arborvitae, right? Because we're moving the boxwood and arborvitae to the plant tone versus holly tone. And by doing that, the soil, the root system's a little bit different than, you know, like a maple or a, you know, a crab apple, one of those, where their roots are a little bit deeper. So it's really just something to be thinking about, those little fine details that will help you get your plants to where they need to be. And that's why I always recommend going to their website and reading the back of their bags, right? Their bags, they spend so much time researching exactly what to do and getting it ready for you for that next, you know, for your plants to take care of them. So really think about it. And go to their website at espoma.com. Now we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.